Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Why, in whatever year of our Lord this is, are we still worried by skin color? Not long ago, I had a reading of my play, Ain't Ethiopia. Here's the log line. After whites lynch his wife, African-American Jesse Colton goes to Spain in 1937 to fight against Franco, only to find that he must face down his hometown fascists if his life and his wife's death are to mean anything. Jesse, in Spain because of the Communist Party, undergoes a sharp political education. He connects with a Hemingway wannabe, Dewey Moore, and when Jesse decides to confront his wife's killers, Dewey agrees to witness his death and carry the story to the wider world. I thought a play about a black man's search for justice would be fairly non-controversial, given a black man in the White House and so on and so on. But some of the after-event comments showed me that the background radiation of color still hisses through our cultural cosmos. A young African-American woman felt that handing Jesse's story to a white reporter implied that black people depended upon white people to achieve justice. A few white audience members had a problem with a black man from Mississippi understanding the political theories in play, though that wasn't a problem with several same-class white characters. Other white people neutered the story by elevating it to the universal instead of keeping it local to Jesse. I suppose this could be simply chalked up to diversity, but it is also true that even with a black man in the White House, the background radiation has not only not gone away, but has seeped into everything more deeply, even in lesser venues like play readings. One woman said, "I was just rehashing old, well-documented issues, nothing new here." I wish that she were right, but she's not. W.E.B. Du Bois's Color Line, voiced in the ancient year of 1903 in the souls of black folk, still cuts a wide swath. Jesse's sacrifice and Dewey's report of it still have a long way to go. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!